sure. In the United Kingdom, there was a fun story. Administrating one applicant costs £1,700. And there was one payment of one penny. So the administration costs are much higher than these very small payments. Stories like that, they can be done. A curling club in Sweden, skating clubs in the Netherlands, there were loads of fun stories to look into, which could only be done because we had done a small conference. This is the last example that I'd like to give you. It is a very close cooperation between three colleagues, myself and Jörg Boma from Trouw and Marie Kruikels from Knack in Belgium, or she's a freelancer. And it started with the side effect reports about medicine. When you eat medicine, there are side effects, obviously. And they are all reported in, until now, or until 2007, secret reports by the industry, held at the national health authorities. And a Danish colleague got them out, and I said, well, this is European. Once it's recognized in one country, the same documents go for all EU countries. So I asked Daniel Baum and Marlene Töchels, who have been covering the health and pharmaceuticals and so on, what medicine, what molecules should I ask for? And then I used my expertise in using the Danish FOI to get out the documents, and I got piles and piles and piles and piles of documents that we then could have scientists analyze. And then we also followed up on the European Union, so we could actually prove a lot of lobbyism and other fun stuff. But the information was not only for the Danes, it was now accessible also in other countries. I would have really liked for that research to work with more colleagues from particularly larger countries, particularly countries where they have large pharmaceutical industry, but in this kind of view, in this case, we were three cooperating. Here we shared actually interview transcripts. We shared documents, we shared a lot of information where you really need to trust your colleagues. And we, because we know how we work, we build up a trust between each other that at some point, just before publication, Job was in the countryside and he couldn't access his mail. And I needed an information which was attached to one of the mails in his mailbox. And we talked on the phone, he gave me the password to his mailbox. So much was the trust. And then some months later, we presented this research at the VVOJ conference, and I said I so much appreciated this trust because it's so immensely important for this type of networking. And then he said to me, I haven't changed the password yet. So the trust is really crucial, and that's something I'd like to emphasize. For this type of networking, you have to trust each other. Now, where to find colleagues? Go to the associations, go to the centers of investigative journalism, where you find people who think like that. Go by subject. Each of you will have your own subject. You'll know who else is in the field, and look whether people do credible work and follow that. Go into these networks, go on mailing lists and keep contacts. Talk to people, network, it's, well, the basics really. And here are a few stories I would suggest you do. So there is a farm subsidy story in the Netherlands. There was a short little piece of news on this new data of 2009 in the Agrarisch Dagblad. And nowhere else it was quoted. So there is a lot of fun data to dig into. Then the climate technology. There was last year, we did a global, actually, research on lobbyism on the climate politics before Copenhagen meeting. And Royal Dutch Shell and others get now billions of euro for a certain technology, which is called CCS. And it is really interesting to look how they got the money. Now the story as such is out, but the Dutch angle was never done. It's been published on an American website and has not been quoted in the Netherlands as far as I know. Now you have the election campaign coming up. Are you talking about asylum and asylum seekers in this country currently? This is EU politics. The EU is currently working on new asylum politics. So don't only ask the gentleman from Venlo. Now, Wilders has, as I understand, some very good tactics. And these tactics also are used in the country where I live, where we have a right-wing party. And they, for example, just to mention one example, every weekend when you look in the internet news, they are quoted because their press people don't go on weekends, they don't go on summer holidays, but to fill the media in the weekends and the summer holidays when all the other parties have sent their people on weekends and summer holidays. Simple, but it's happening. And I understand from some colleagues I talked with here, similar things are happening. So ask the questions, get going, and see you tomorrow in the media lab.